Okay, the Gemara is learning out Asei Deichalai Sasei, like the Rabbanan, from the Mitzvah Sasei of Tagalachas Mitzayra, which is going to be Deicha, the Lai Sasei of Lai Sakifu Es Pas Raisha. So the Gemara says, Shemei Aniyach Mitzayra, Kei Tabin Laimei Raisha, V'ksavar Haitana HaKafas Kala Raishma HaKafa. And this Tana holds that somebody who shaves off all this hair of his head is over on Hakafa, the seist, even though he doesn't leave a rounded area of hair, he's still over, and that's a machlaikis there in Masechtas Nazim. So the Gemara has a pircha, Yikilamifrach ma'ala lav de Hakafa shekein lav she'ein shava bakal. What does that mean, Hakafa is not shava bakal? Who's not mitzuvah in Hakafa? So Rashi says, Noshim, women are not mitzuvahs in the lav of Laisakifu. So Gemara goes on to a second limud. Rabbi Chanan is a kasha here that when a person does Hakafa, there are two averis that happen. The nikif, the one who receives the haircut, is Iver. And the Makif, the one who does it, is also Iver. So here in this Gemara, when the Gemara said, I say, Deichalai Sasei, it means on two counts, right? The Makif is Iver, and the Nikif is Iver. The one giving the haircut is Iver, the one getting the haircut is Iver. So we're saying, I say, Deichalai Sasei, it must mean each Aveira. I say Dechalai Sasei for the Makif, and I say Dechalai Sasei for the Nikif. So from which one do we learn I say Dechalai Sasei? Whichever you want. But they're two different Averis, and each one has to be a case of I say Dechalai Sasei. So what is the Gemara answering? That it's Enishav Avakal. You can't learn from here to everywhere else. Why? Because the Avera is not, doesn't apply to everyone, doesn't apply to women. Hotinach the aver of the nikif, it doesn't apply to the woman, because the nikif we have in the earth, as Rashi brings, that women are not mitzvah in Peis Harash. But the lav of the makif, Rabbi Chanan asks, that should apply to women. That women can't give a man a haircut. Why should women be any different than men? Why should there be a difference between women and men in the iser to be makif Es Harash? And therefore, he asked the kasha that what do you mean it's any shabbat v'kal? This is in the Kovetz Aris, the beginning of Simchas.
Why do guys
not
get a haircut?
The one who gets it or gives it? So Bachan Taka asks, the one giving, what mitzvah does he have? So he says that Tagalachas itself is a mitzvah. Giving the haircut is also a mitzvah. The mitzvah is Giluach HaMitzayra. But B'chanan, a little later in the piece, he says that the taka, that the makif also is Mekayim HaMitzvah. The mitzvah of Tagalach HaMitzayra is the one giving the haircut, the one getting the haircut.
He's giving a haircut to somebody who has no
mitzvah. What?
He's giving a haircut to somebody who has no mitzvah. Even without Mekayim HaMitzvah, he has no mitzvah.
Because of Asei Techlois, he says. So again, you're going on Rabbi Chanan on the original kasha that we're asking. On the kasha, yeah. Well, I guess it depends how you learn to say the chalaisa say, right? If you learn to say the chalaisa say that there's no iser, then he's giving someone who has no iser. If you learn to say the chalaisa say that one outweighs the other, but the iser exists, then the makif is, I guess. What? The say is being daicha, two people being over the same lav. I think Rashi Makkah says that it's from the Lashon Akra, a Rebbe in the Lashon Akra, that they're both the same lav. It's like a chiddush, that two people being over, it's also, we have the same thing by Taisus Kasha, that Pru Ravu should be daicha the Issa of Kadesha. There also is two people being over, the man and the woman, for one mitzvah. So I guess it's the same aveira, two people. It's still considered one. What?
The woman, she's giving a haircut to the woman. So
to a woman, says no problem. If a woman's getting the haircut, even a man could give the haircut, because the woman has no iser of payas haraj. The question is, if a woman gives a man, the iser should apply. So it's a lav hashava b'koil, the iser of the makif. Right, but memela the kash is even stronger because the Gemara says it's not a lav hashava b'koil. The iser makif is shava b'koil. The iser on the makif is a lav hashava b'koil, and therefore, in the case of Metzaira, where a seidah chalaisa say you can give a haircut, you should learn out from here. A seidah chalaisa to call tayra kula. What's the Gemara's teretz that it's a lav shein hashava b'koil? On the makif, on the woman who's giving the haircut, there is an iser. Right, so we'll see if we'll come back to it, but this is kasha. Let's see what the Gemara answers. Ela asya mezakanai. The Tanya zakanai matam loy afishnemar pasakanam loy galaych. Shemei ani avkayim mitzayra kain tamad loy mezakanai. Now it mentions kayin because the pasuk is by kayin. Really applies to everybody. But anyway, tamad loy mezakanai. V'meni yilal lav shein hashava b'kol tenei win yilal hashava b'kol. So Gemara is learning it out from Peis HaZakon, which is really the same thing, the same limud, just as two psukim instead of one. That a Metzaira does two things. He knocks off his Peis HaRaish and his Peis HaZakon, and it's two Haveris. So this is the Gemara's limud at this point. I'm going to learn HaSeidech HaLaisa say from, for a Lav Shein HaShav HaKal, we can learn out from Peis HaRaish. For a Lav Shashav HaKal, we'll learn it out from Peis HaZakon. Doch Lener brings here Akasha. He brings it from the Sefer Taisvis Garnish, which is a Rishon. Here it's in the Kaivitz on the Masechta. And he asks a very stark Akasha. When is the Mitzvah Mekayim a Mitzvah? Is Mekayim the Mitzvah when he finishes the haircut? When the haircut is complete, the Mitzayra has a mitzvah of tagalachas. If he does half a haircut, he's not mekayim a mitzvah. The gilach has kol sa'ara, it says in the pasuk. He's got to take off everything. So that the kiyum mitzvah happens when the haircut is finished. When are you over on the lav? You're over on the lav as soon as you cut off a peah. So a person has a peah on the left side of his head and the right side of his head. So when he cuts the peah off the left side of his head, he's over on a lav. And there's no kiyum aseh yet. Or if he cuts off the peah hazaka and he didn't cut off the peah haraish, there's no kiyum mitzvah yet. Because if he just cuts off peah hazaka and he wasn't mekayim a mitzvah. So he asks Akasha, that how could you say aseh deichalais aseh? We learn from peahs of a mitzayra. We have this rule that asay is only doich alois asay, if the asay and the lois asay are bitnei, if they happen at the same time, if the asay and lois asay happen at the same time, then there's a kiyum. So the kasha is that here by Mitzayra, peah saraish is not bitnei. When he cuts off the first peah, then he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. He's already over an aveir, because the aveir is even on one peah. And he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah yet. He still doesn't have the mitzvah of tagalachas till later. It's not bidnei.
In order to reach the goal of chos kalarosh, he has to shave off that part in order to get to the next step. Chos shayach have that one accomplished.
So you're saying you should say, I say dechel, I say there also. You have any raya?
Let me see that.
What?
Why do not, everything has to be off? The mitzvah is just the shaving. The pasuk says that what is the mitzvah of taking it off of shaving is that everything's off.
Take off everything.
Yeah.
So therefore.
So the mitzvah is any mitzvah of your giluach.
Even though it's not the innei at that second. Yeah. That's what, is everyone agreeing with that? Huh? It's a hechsher mitzvah. But they're not saying it's a hechsher mitzvah. They're saying that it's part of the mitzvah.
Yeah, I'm saying.
You're saying at least it's a hechsher mitzvah, which we had in which case, remember? Good, very good. Okay. So that's what we're going to come to. What? Good. Something's going to come out very, very funny. We're going to work through this. Let's see. First, let me tell what he says. You're not going to like his teretz. That's okay. Starchaner doesn't like it either. He answers, his kasha, he is the kasha. He is that when you shave off the peyah, you're not making the mitzvah yet. So how are you allowed to do it? So I'll tell you the words. He says, we're talking about a mitzvah who only has one peyah. The other hair fell out already. It has to be the hair of his beard, the hair of his head. Just one peyah is left. The Gemara's talking about a kohen who only has one peyah left. Well, his words are one payah left. That's the case. So the lashon of this Taisus Gurdish is that it's only he only has one payah left. Darchaner says he should have said he only has two saris left, because even if he only has one payah, you ever any amount you cut off, and until you get to the last day saris, you might be in trouble. So this is his teretz. It's not a satisfying teretz to anybody. So the Aruch Lener goes with the Mahalach that you're mentioning, but he says it in a way that is totally in the Machlokes Rishayim, and I'll explain. The Aruch Lener, to answer this kasha, brings the Ran from Masechtas Bava Metzia. Now the Ran is actually on the rift is Muki Yosef, not Ran, but the Muki Yosef quotes the Ran. He quotes the Ran. When you look in the Aruch Lener, it says Reish Nun Beis Reish Ran Bar, so that's the Ran. We call him the Ran. Shem called him Ran Bar. They called him by his father's name. The Ran already became just the Ran by himself. At any rate, what's the case there? Now you have to listen to these cases because. I think something very unusual is going to work out if we work this through. First, let's learn the Ran. The Ran is going on the Gemara in Bav Metzia. I think it's Daf Lamed or Lamed Aleph. The Gemara in Bav Metzia says that if a Kayin sees an Aved in a Beis HaKfaris, so he said, the Gemara says that he's not allowed to go to get the Aveda from the Beis HaKfaris. Why? Because ignoring an Aveda is a lav, a sucha l'salim, and tumas kayinim is a lav and an asay, and ein and an asay and a lais asay is strong, is certainly stronger than a lav. And the Gemara says that therefore the kayin doesn't go into the basic forest. So the Ran asks, what does one thing have to do with the other? Even if Hashavas Aveda would be Daicha Tumas Kayanim. Let's say the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda would be Daicha Tumas Kayanim. Still, it's not being made. Because at the time that the Kayan steps into the Beis HaKfaris, he's not yet Mekayim any mitzvah. He's Mekayim the mitzvah when he gets to the Aveda and he picks it up. When he gets to the Aveda, it's not then it's going to be he's not over l'suchel l'sal, so it's not be'idnei anyway. So if it's not be'idnei, it's anyway not daicha. So what? Why is the Gemara saying a cheshbon? Because tumas kaidim is an asay and a lais asay. It's not be'idnei, so it's not daicha anyhow. So because of this kasha, the Ran says what? Okay, so call it the assay of Shavas Aveda. The problem is it should become an assay and a lais assay. Let's all sound and hashev. Assay and a lais assay against an assay and a lais assay. So still not daicha. Right, so call it that. It means machlek is there if you're not over hashev tshive if you don't pick it up. You only have a lais ochel assay. I think it's a sugya there in Eilam Metzias. But okay, either way, could be that's the Gemara's lashon, associate tshive. But at any rate, the point is, that's not be'idnei. So the Ran answers, now you have to be careful, the Ran answers what Avadya was saying, not what Yitzhak Shmuley was saying. So two different things. You're going to have to see that the stamataka machlaikes rishayim. The Ran answers that any asik that you have to do the mitzvah, is daicha. He doesn't say that it's the beginning of the mitzvah. Because walking into the Beis HaKfaris is really not the beginning, it's the hechsher. The Ran says that starting to do the mitzvah would also be daicha. If an asay is daicha, lais asay. If something is daicha, something else, then even the beginning of doing the mitzvah is also daicha. How do I know? Zok Ran, I'll bring you a raya. So he brings a raya from Mila Bitzaras. When you do a bris Mila, and the Mokka Mila has Tzaras, then we say, Asay Dechalois, Asay. You're allowed to do bris Mila, even though it's allowed to remove Tzaras. So Frek Ran, it's not Be'idne. Because Mol V'loi Para, Kilo Loi Mol. Someone does bris mila, doesn't do priya, he's missing the mitzvah. Mal v'loy para. Priya is folding back the skin after the cut. Mal v'loy para, ki v'loy mal. So the cutting itself is a lav without an assay. So how is the assay of bris mila daicha the lav? It's not be'idne. We see that the beginning of the mitzvah is daicha the lav, even though it's not the whole mitzvah. It's just the beginning of the mitzvah. It's already daicha. That's the Ran's side, that the beginning is daicha. If it any hisaskus in a mitzvah, that's daicha lav, is all daicha in the lav. So he has two cases. He has the case of Hashavas Aveda, the case of Bris Mila, and Zokhtar Achlaner, the same thing by us. By us, we're talking about taking the shave of the Mitzvah, shaving off his hair, even though when he cuts off one payah, he has not yet gotten to the mitzvah, but since he's Isaac in the mitzvah, any his askos in the mitzvah is daicha, even if it's not being named. Right, so that's why I'm stressing that the Ran doesn't hold you need tchilas mitzvah. Even a hechsher of the mitzvah is also daicha. The Ran says that even a hechsher, something you need to get to the mitzvah, as long as it's needed, it's also daicha. That's the Ran sheet.
So what
from there? That kind of one
has one thing.
So the Tochner didn't say that. That was the Tosis Gornish said this. That's only one payah. So Achaner holds that Shver Teretz. So he's matchik that Teretz, and he says this Teretz. That it's mutter because the beginning of this askus is already daich. But Achaner is not finished. The Achaner says that there are those who argue with the Ran in Bav Metzia. Muki Yosef brings Chayalkin, I think it's Dr. Zion in the Dafi Harif, if you want to look it up. He brings those who argue with the Ran. And they answer the Gemara of Hashavas Aveda differently. They say, Enochinami, the Gemara could have said, it's not the Idnei. But L'Rafcha de Milsa, the Gemara said a different Teretz. So they don't hold of the Ran. They don't hold that a Kohen would be allowed to go into a Beis HaKfaris. How do they explain Bris Mila? The Rishonim that argue with the Ran's side. Again, the Ran's side is that even a hechsher of a mid of an assay is daicha lais assay. We're saying other rishayim argue. They hold the hechsher is not daicha. How would they answer bris mila by tzaras? The answer is, so Sarafaneh says, they would answer like you answered. The attack of a hechsher mitzvah is not daicha. The Ran holds even a hechsher mitzvah of an assay is also daicha lais assay. The other rishayim will say, a hechsher mitzvah is not daicha lais assay. But the beginning of the mitzvah itself is daicha. By bris mila, it's taka true, if you cut without priya, you don't do a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. But if you cut and do priya, then the cut is the mitzvah also. We make the bracha before the cutting. Therefore, even those who argue with the chiddush of the Ran that a hechsher of a mitzvah sasei is daicha lais sasei, but they'll be maida that the beginning of a mitzvah is daicha lais sasei. The haschala of the mitzvah itself, that's a chadaicha. So Zokhtar from there, so it's good bite in our Gemara. And our Gemara again, it's good that the shaving of the Mitzvah, the whole thing is one big mitzvah. Since it's all one big mitzvah, it's Deicha. So we have here three cases. The one case above Mitzvah, the case here, and the case of Mila B'Tzaras. They're all really not Be'idnei, and they all need this sort of a teretz. There is the Taisvis that I mentioned earlier, of Bava Basra and Pesachim. Taisvis asks another case of Asei Deichalai Sasei. Okay, I guess if we're going to want to have a list of Asei Deichalai Sasei, we'll go through it now. The other Asei Deichalai Sasei Taisvis asks is by Chatzi Eve Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Taisvis asks that why do you have to free him? He can't get married. Let the mitzvah sasei of Pruravu be daicha the loisasei of being bayal a shifcha, which is a loisasei of Issa Kadesha, and let the asei of Pruravu be daicha loye Kadesha. And the Chatiyah, the Chatiyah Ben Chayrin should be Bayal Hashem. And he'll be Mekayim Pru Ravu. Asei Dechalai Sasei. That Taisus Kasha. So Taisus answers in his first Teretz that the Tchilas Bia is an Aveira. This is Nos, is even Tchilas Bia. Pregnancy comes typically only from a Seif Bia. We had in Taisus in the Sefta. That pregnancy typically comes from a Seif Bia. So therefore, it's not Be'idnei. It's not Be'idnei. The Tchilas Bia is not Be'idnei of the mitzvah. Then Taisus brings other Terutzim. Taisus other Terutzim. Zokt Darchoner. This Taisus, this is Vaita Toli in the Ran. And also argue with the Ran. Tchilas Bia is a hechsher of the mitzvah of Pru Ravu. It's not the Maisa mitzvah, it's a hechsher of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is having a child. Tchilas Bia is a hechsher. Is Tchilas Bia Deicha? If you hold Pru Ravu is Deicha Kadesha, would Tchilas Bia be Deicha? So, right. If you hold any hechsher of an assay is Deicha Laisa say, then Tchilas Bia would be Deicha. Which is the way Taisa's second Teretz holds. If you hold no, only the Maisa mitzvah itself, not the Hechsher, so then the Tchilas Bia is not. Then Taisa's Teretz makes sense. Tchilas Bia is only a Hechsher to the mitzvah. It's not the Maisa mitzvah. Not the Kiyuma mitzvah. And therefore, it's not Daich. Just to, like getting into the Beisak forest, getting in to do the Seif Bia. So Vaita, that I say, Daich Alayis says, Vaita, not a real bit in me. What? Through feeding the Avid. So that would be a good Teretz. The point is that Taisa's first Teretz, that's the point. What else do we have Asei Deichalai Sasei? Another Asei Deichalai Sasei is eating matzah is a mitzvah sasei. And a tumul, which we didn't talk about Barichos yet, is Yerushalmi that says that if the only matzah you have is chadash, asei dechel aisasei, you can eat. Chadash is a laisasei. Matzah is an asei. Asei dechel aisasei, you can eat matzah of chadash. So guess what the kasha on this is? It's not be'idnei. Rabbi Chanan asks in the Kodesh Tzaharis, it's Perek Zayin Oisyud, he asks, why is it not Be'idnei? Can you figure it out? Eating matzah of Chadash. He says, not Be'idnei, why? When are you making the mitzvah? When you finish the whole Kazayas. When do you have an Aveira, Nisadei Raisa? Chatzi Shir is also in a Torah. There's an Aveira ready when you eat a little bit. So, Frech Rabbi Chanan is not Be'idnei. Not Be'idnei. The Shagasari is a similar kasha. This area is in a complicated way. This is more simple. It's not beinay chatzishe yaver before you mekayim the mitzvah. Vayter, according to the site of the Ran, here, like everybody is good, whether you go with the Ran or the other Rishayim, it's vayter good. It becomes beinay because even though you're not mekayim it yet, you just started it. Since when you finish, it turns out the whole kezayis was a mitzvah. So meneila, it's called be'idne. So what's going on here? Every asay doich alais asay that we can think of so far has the problem that has to come on to either the ran or the chalkum with the ran. We went through, what do we have so far? We have peis haraish, which the Aruch Haner says has to come on to the ran or the others. The case of mila butzaras, besides the case of Mitzia, of course, which they're talking about. The case of Chadash, the case of Pur Ravu with Kadesha. So we have five potential cases of Asei Deich Alayis. I say potential because Bar Mitzia is not Asei Deich Alayis Asei, but the other four. What else do we have? Klein Betzitzis. The Shagas Aryeh had a Kasha. By Klein Betzitzis, that it's not Be'idnei. Kasha was from Taisis Tzadav Tzadik Amid Beis. We learned when we started the sugya that Taisis on Daf Tzadik says that you're over the Issa Klayim the second you put it on. When you put it on, there's an Aveira of Klayim. Mashenki, the mitzvah of Tzitzis, comes after it's already on you. That's what Taisis said. The Klayim is an Issa putting it on. Tzitzis is an Issa when it's already on you, and we explained this with the Mordechai. And the Mordechai said the mitzvah of tzitzis is once you're wearing dalek kafos, now you have a mitzvah to put on tzitzis. The Mordechai said you're allowed. You're allowed to put on a beged of dalek kafos and then stick in the strings. There's no aveira till after it's on you. So the Shagas Aryeh asked, does not be idne? Comes out, you're over on Shatnez a second before you mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, even if you have strings on it. There's no mitzvah the first second. So the Shagas Aryeh, yes, that's also not be'idne. So Vayter, according to the Ran, it's good. Since in order to be wearing tzitzis, you have to put on the tzitzis, the hisaskos in the mitzvah is daicha the lav. So here we have a sixth asay, daicha lais asay, where again the problem is it's not be'idne, it's daicha. Every case of a Seydech Halaysa has a Be'idnei issue. There's one more. If somebody could think of more, you let me know. The other is a Kayin wearing Big Day Kahuna to do the Avaida, which, again, the Shagas Aryeh brings from some Rishayim. It's not a Gemara. The Gemara says it's Daicha. Rishayim say it's a Seydech Halaysa, say. I think it's Rishayim. I don't think it's a Gemara. That the Asay of Avaida is Daicha Halaysa, say, of Shatnez. So Vayter, exactly the same kasha. When you put on the Big Day Kuna, you're not doing the Avayda yet. You can't put on the Big Day Kuna as your makor of the carbon. So the Shagas Aryeh asks exactly the same kasha. How can you say a say of Avayda? Is the Chalalais a say of Shatnez? It's not Be'idne. So we had a Teretz that
Malofim.
What?
Malofim, right?
Malofim. Like the Torah Machesh Shares, we said a different Torah on Sayyid Echalaisa. Say we said doesn't mean the mitzvah of the Avaida, it means the mitzvah of wearing Big Day Kahuna. That mitzvah is Bin. But according to the Ran, the Kasha doesn't start. Because any hisaskus of the mitzvah that you need to do the mitzvah is Daicha. So putting on the Big Day Kuna, you can't do the Avaida unless you put it on first. So that's the seventh case. So it turns out, a Peladika thing, all the cases that we... Do we have any other Asay Deich HaLais Asays? Maybe I'm missing one, I don't know. Right, we have Big Day Kuna, Klein B'Tzitzis, Takalachas of a Metzaira, and Chadash with Matzah, and Mila B'Tzaras, and the case above Mitzia, which is not a real case, it's only a Havamina case of Aveda. I'm missing one. We had Puravu. So those seven, every single case that we've had is a case where there's a potential kasha, it's not Be'idne. You have to come on to either the Ran or the Chalkim of the Ran and say that they agree the Hasfalas HaMitzvah. That's the way it works out. I don't know if it's a teres lein teres hasher. Gemara says it about afterwards, if they have to take it off right away. And the Gemara says lein teres lein teres hasher. So it's mutter. Now how that works technically, I don't know. So there's got to be a separate heter. Technically, you should have to take it off.
But in this case, they want to say that it's meant to happen, so it's like it happened. But we say that in Matthias all the time, like by Messiah, it's Aymin Lagala, so it's Kedaleach. I mean, if you started the mitzvah, then it's already as if it was off.
The rule of Kala'imid was something is always a machlaikis Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, first of all. Not all the Tanaim agree that Kala'imid. Lizrei Kesarav Dami, Yochanan Lizrei Kesarav Dami. It's always Machlekes Tanaim. So I don't know, and also I don't know when we say Kol Ha'Emed. We need some kind of rule because we can't always say Kol Ha'Emed. I say I don't have to shave off the hair. It's Kol Ha'Emed is as if it's shaved off. Obviously, I have to shave it off. But Kol Ha'Emed Lizrei, we say you could eat it already because it's Ha'Emed to be Shpritz. So it's Kilu B'Shpritz. You could eat the Chaz of a Sheik. So I'm not sure where the in fact, I'm not sure where you say Kolayimid. Now, but this is to me the plea that comes from this whole thing is that there's a thread that runs through all the cases. And I say, Dechalai said, you have to figure out the Be'idne. Nothing is ever, almost never, maybe we'll have a case that's really Be'idne. But come out never is a Mamish, Mamish Be'idne. I guess each part of the Aveda is, but there is not also say Dechalais, I say, because Shabbos is a lav sheish v'karas. As I say, analyze the sheish v'karas. Okay, this is the Aruch Lener here on the Gemara. So what are we ending up, not ending up, where are we holding now? We're holding that you have two psukim, Peyas HaRosh and Peyas HaZakon. One teaches you lav she'en eshava b'kael. You have a second one. Why do you need a second one? To teach you Lav Hashava B'kol. So the Gemara is Daicha, Akati Yitzrich, Saktachamina, Shani Kayanim, Hail Beriba, Van Akasim, Mitzis Yisayres, Efilah She'eshav B'kol, Leidachi, Kamash Mon Dachi. So the Gemara is coming now that these two psukim I need, one for Lav She'en Hashava B'kol, one for Kayanim, and now the Gemara is going to move on to Nazir, which we're going to discuss next. There's a tshuva in the Night of Yehuda. Now, the tshuva is brought in Yeridaya Simakuv Pei Aleph, Pesachei Tshuva Dalet. And just because I was rushed this morning, I didn't have a chance to look at it inside. I suspect that he brings our Gemara, but right now, I'm just dealing Makufya, my own discussing the Night of Yehuda and its Shaychas to our Gemara. We should look it up. As I told you, I would encourage you to learn Simakuv Pei Aleph. It's a short simin, it's a page in Yaradeya. The whole, you know, Basim Cholov is long, Shchit is long, Trefis is long. This, Hilchas Peyas HaRosh HaZakon, is one simin. And you'll have some time, because as I mentioned, Tuesday I'm not going to be here. And you should try to take the time and learn Simakuv Pei Aleph, learn these halachas. There's an incredible Tshuvas Night of Yehuda, and I'll explain to you why. Why? The Night of Yehuda has a shaila. What's the shear of here for Peyas HaRosh or Peyas HaZakon? I don't mean how many hairs, that's a separate idiom. But how long does a hair have to be over on Lois HaKifu? The shayl suggested that if you shave before the hair gets long enough, whatever the shear might be, you're not over. You're not over. The shear, what's the shear over here? So where do we find the shear to hears? We find by Shtei Saris. By Shtei Saris, the Gemara has three shear. You pick either one. One shear is that you can cut it with a scissor. It's got to be bit long. One shear is that you can fold Rosh and the Ikra, you can fold it over, it's also a bit long. And the other is that you could grab it with your fingernail. You could grab it. It's probably the shortest of the three. This one, that's the shortest of the three. Right, grabbing on a fingernail is less than folding it. So there's shiur. Now the Gemara doesn't say shiurim by Lo Sakifu. But the Shayol asked the Noida B'Yehuda if there is a shear. If Ladina there should be a shear, and the Nafkamina was for someone who had to shave, he had to shave a close shave. They didn't have electric shavers then. They had scissors and they had razor blades. Why some was not good, and they, in this case, I don't know. But the Shayol said, I have an idea. Let the fellow take scissors and cut the hair down to smaller than the shear. And then he could take a razor blade and finish the job. Because cutting it with a scissor is not a problem. Cutting it with a scissor, if it leaves something, it's not kantar, is not a problem. If you could cut it with a scissor so close, I don't know if you could, but assuming you could, then he can finish the job with a razor blade and get a close shave. Actually, what comes out, if you want to be machmir for the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael who hold that shaving is also with a shaver, so just be careful to shave before your hair grows any meaningful length. If you're machmir to shave, some people's hair grows longer, quicker, not so quick, just shave every single day, or twice a day, and you won't have a problem. I don't need to do over Shabbos, you'll be stuck. But shave on a regular basis, and then you won't be over. That's the Shayol to the Lady Mila. What? With Misparayim, not with the Tar. You're saying, with the Misparayim, you're allowed. Misparayim, Shaloi Kein Tar, Misparayim, that means. Yes, good Kasha. Some Sefer in the Tshuva asks this Kasha. He says, a Manav Shach, in other words. If that's not called a hair, then some Sefer asks this. Lady Mila, apparently, I'm not sure why. So the Noida B'Yehuda in his answer says there's no makar for it. That's his answer. He doesn't prove that it's wrong, but he's matchit very strongly, and he says that there's no makar for it, there's no hechrich for it, and memela he's daichit. Now there is a tshuva b'samim reish, for those who are familiar with the b'samim reish. In the Tshuvas B'Samim Reish, which is attributed to the Rosh, very debatable, very much debated as to whether it's authentic, this mamish, the Shayol's Shaila, exactly, the person who had an illness, and he had to do it, so the Rosh, according to this Tshuva Paskind, this Eitzah, except he said do it Aide Goy, which is more kuladik, get a Goy to cut it down to Pachas Mekashir, and then to use a razor blade and maybe to cut a pasuk share a Jew could do it, but then get a guy to use a shaver and finish the job. So in the B'Samim Reish, we have such a tshuva that's matir. Some sefer holds the whole B'Samim Reish's phone is a forgery. So it's no surprise that some sefer has kashas on it. Others hold that it's authentic. The Chida holds that it's an authentic sefer. No one knows. No one knows for sure. But at any rate, There's such a shita, there's such a mahalach, like the das of the shayol. Now, there's an aside to this whole nidain. Before I get to our sugya, there's another tshuva in the Noida B'Yehuda in Arachayim. A totally different tshuva. He was asked about shaving a cholamayit. Whether somebody who shaved Erev Yom Tov is allowed to shave on Chol Moed. No one's mad here. If you don't shave, if you forgot to shave Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to shave on Chol Moed. The whole letter is based on a svara that the gezeira is why you're not allowed to take a yekan on Chol Moed shelo yikonis l'regel kashum v'novel. You shouldn't go into Yom Tov without a haircut. If you're allowed to shave Chol Moed, people will start the Yom Tov without a haircut. So as I made a gezeira, you're not allowed to take a yekan on Chol Moed. So there's a svara that if you did take a haircut, that you should be allowed to take al-chamay. such a svara that the Mordechai brings the name of Rabbeinu Tam. So someone asked the Neid of Yehuda whether we could rely on it. Look, for a haircut, you don't have to rely on it because you took a haircut Erev Yantif. If you don't need a new haircut, Chomay. Nobody ever has the Shaila in the mice. But, what? Maybe, I'm not familiar. But the Shaila is someone shaved Erev Yantif? Can he shave again a Chomay? So you have to look at the tshuva. First, the Neid of Yehuda answers in the beginning of the tshuva. And then the Neid of Yehuda writes, and I wrote down a little bit of his lashon, just to make it a little more mysterious. He says, "Shuv nira sheyesh by mitzvah rabba." Tishem al-chamayi, yeah? Yesh by mitzvah rabba, v'geder u'mishmeres l'toyra l'pritzei hadar, u'mitam komos prusamti ha-heter. Tam komos, I have a secret reason. I'm going to be mefaras in the heter, and it's a mitzvah rabba. You ever heard anybody say shem chamay is a mitzvah rabba? V'geder u'mishmeres l'toyra l'pritzei hadar. So it's a very strange tshuva. To shave, to be mad, to shave in chamayim. Mitzvah rabba. So the Malamed Lahayol is a tshuva of the Neid of Yehuda. Shas tshuva is Malamed Lahayol. The beginning of Simin Samach Dalid. He reveals his Rebbe's secret. What was his big secret? To be mad, to shave in chamayim. He says that the Neid of Yehuda had a lot of agmas nefesh in his time, that people shaved with a razor blade. In his in the city, they didn't listen to him. They shaved with a razor blade. Neid of Yehuda had a lot of, despite the fact that we think the Neid of Yehuda, you know, he had a lot of agmas nefesh from his mispalim. I'm sure he had nachas from some of them. But he writes somewhere that he tried to get them to be quiet during davening. He says when he first came, if he looked at them, they stopped talking. So after a little while, he banged with his finger on the table and they stopped talking. After a little while, it didn't help. He screamed at them and they stopped talking. So after a while, even when he screamed at them, they still talked. Okay, it's a chizuk to people of Agmas Nefesh over this. So one of the things he had Agmas Nefesh is that it was obviously common that people shave with razor blades. So what's his secret reason? He figured, if people shave, they over so many averis every time with a razor blade. You over 70 surim, 2 payas arayish, and 5 payas azakon. So the limud schus on them is that the shayel is right. That if the hair is very short, you're not going to be over. So if the hair is very short, you're not going to be over. In Cain, better they should shave achamay, they're going to go 8 days without shaving. The hair is going to be too long. They're going to be over. So better let them shave al chamayit. Is the chamayit, is this a derabanan? Shaving al chamayit. And not be over on so many surim deraisis. As long as they keep on shaving on a regular basis, they're going to be, they'll have a limit slus. That there's no issue because the hair is too short. Maybe. Maybe the history will be the same. What does that mean? That means at the end of the day, the Neid of Yehuda said that maybe the Shail is right. He only said in the other tshuva, he said there's no hechrach to it. Could be he's right. So it comes out that there's a strong tzad that there's no iser to cut here that's pachas mekashir. We find by paraduma also, the same machlaik is what the shear is. Paraduma, if it has two non-red hairs, it's ice paraduma, it's the same thing. How long the hair? It's the same thing. Natal bezug, yakov fresh alik, right? So ad kan, we come away with a chiddush that there's a tzad, I don't say for sure, but there's a big tzad that there's no iser of cutting a hair that's pachas mekashir. See, that's a mistake. The Velt says something that's totally not true. The Velt says that the Isser shaving is cutting the root of the hair, which is Lashon HaGemara, Ikrei. Ikrei sounds like the root. So they have letters from the shaving companies that the shaver doesn't cut the ikker. Now, if you remove the root of a hair, it never grows back. All hair grows back from the root. And therefore, obviously, people shave, even with a razor blade, the hair grows back. So it's a mistake in language to say that cutting the hair, the Yisrael, Leisakifu, is cutting the root. When Chazal talked about Le'ikrai, they didn't mean the hair root, what we call in English the root. But they mean cutting it down to the surface of the skin, to whatever remains on the face. So that even though you're not cutting the root, there's still no... You never cut the root, even with a razor blade. So that's not the Isser. The Isser is cutting off the hair. The truth is, you didn't mean to ask God's root. I'm harping on root. You really meant to say the Isser is the result and not the Meiser. Is that what you meant to say? So, if the Isser is the result and not the Maisa, then the Shoel is wrong. If this is the result, then the Shoel is wrong. I'll tell you why what you're saying is important. Because what I wanted to ask here in the Gemara, had a mind to look up the Neid Behud inside. I neglected to when I came in this morning. If we're going to say like this Kula, so why not do it by Leis HaKifu in our Gemara? Say that for Leis HaSei. Why don't you do the Seitza? You need to take care that the payas are, that the Yigalach is Kosar, right? So cut it down with a scissor until less than the shear, and then do the rest with the razor. Why not do the Eitza here in the Sugya? Again, I didn't look up Neid Yehuda, but I guess that he brings this Gemara in his discussion. What? Because you're kasha. Some say it's kasha. It's true. No, but first, you hear what I'm asking. I'm asking, why not do the Eitzer? Why not cut it down to smaller than the shear? And then do Gibuach with the shear, with the razor blade. Now, according to the view, it sounds like it's a good kasha. But as we're saying, is some cipher. Some cipher has a taina, mamanashach. If such a small hair is a hair, then you're over giluach. If you're not over giluach, because such a small hair is not a hair, so then you're not mekayim the mitzvah, in this case of giluach, mitzayru with such a small hair, which is a taina, assuming the mitzvah is the maisa, not the result. Because the mitzvah is to cut it off. If the mitzvah would be the result, it maybe be different. But assuming the mitzvah is the maisa, which is probably true, then this would be a good... It's a teretz on the kasha I'm asking. It's also really a kasha Neid Behuda. So say the yes on the Neid Behuda. How could you say that you're going to cut it down to a small size with a scissor? And that's not Misparayim Kein Tar, that's Mutter. And then you cut it with a tar afterwards, Manavshah. If a tiny hair is not a hair, so then when you cut it with Misparayim, you're over.
And
maybe one has one shear and one has the other shear. That would work out well. If one has one shear and one has another, it would be good. The problem is that in Chazal, we don't find the Feirish, the shear, by Giluach. That's what the Neid Behuda said, there's no Hechrach. We're only saying it because we assume that all dinim of hairs are the same. So we're going to be stuck. If we would know the two different shearim, it would be good. But if it's all Gebayt, that all shearim of Sarais are the same, then we have an issue. Does someone ask the kasha why he doesn't do it with the sam? I think when I started the sugya on Wednesday or Thursday, I saw someone ask the kasha. But now I was looking, I couldn't find anybody to bump into. Why doesn't the mitzvah just use sam, use chemicals, and get all the hair off? Which again, if the mitzvah is the giluach, it's not kasha. If the mitzvah is the result, I thought I saw someone ask the kasha, nobody saw it. If you bump into it, let me know. Because I thought I saw it, I don't remember where. So you're missing the Giluach. Mitzvah is the Giluach. So could that be a kasha here also, that your Galeach is not with the Misparayim? Okay,
Tom. Okay.
You're talking about the Aveira.
Let's ask this. Right. You can do it any way you want to do it. Say what's Sashka. Just say it's a very shvi.
Yash. So Galaya sounds like Dafka Gidlach. Okay. Sphira. Novel. You're saying, can a novel is not a shave, is he allowed to use Sam? So you see, I assume that by a novel is not a trim his beard. So you see, it's not. It's not. A novel can't trim his hair. A velus is God opera. A velus is not an issa to shave. It's God opera, that's Arash. Right, I mean, Nazir, the same thing. Nazir, oh, it's Machlekes, and Nazir Kiyus Sam. We're going to have to see. No, it's Atavelos. Okay, let's see the beginning of the next Gemara with Nazir, and tomorrow we're going to discuss Nazir. So today we discuss primarily Mitzayra. The Gemara turns now to Nazir. Let's see it inside. I'll tell you what the tumbling is about, and we'll have work for tomorrow. What are we up to? Hayav Uyba Mekazim Mitzisisayra, Sevelash Meshav Loidachi, Kamashmal and Dachi. Ella Asya Me Roshay Dahachtan. Okay, a little more than halfway down the Amid. Ella Asya Me Roshay Dahachtan. We're going to learn how to say Dechalai, so say from the following, the Tanya. Roshay Matamad Laimer, it's the same Roshay, but a different Drasha. Lefishinem Atar Lo Yaval Roshay, what is that? By Midbar Vav. That's Pashas Nasai. Pashas Nasai is Nazir. By Nazir it says Tarla Yaval Raisha Shamayani Af Mitzayra of a Nazir Cain. He's a Mitzayra and a Nazir. I would think he's not allowed to take a haircut. Tamalayma Raisha. So what I'm going to say, Asay Dechalais Asay. The Asay of Mitzayra is Dechalav of Nazir. So here we have, I guess, our eighth. If we're counting Asay Dechalais Asays, and if you want to count the Gemara of Nazir, so it's the eighth type of Asay Dechalais Asay. The sefer of Taga of Mitzayra being Daicha, the lav of Nazir, and that's fine. The problem is Rashi di Ramasal Tamad Laimer Raishai. First wide line, see the Rashi? Tell me the problem. I'll read the Rashi to you and you'll clap right away what the problem is. Tamad Laimer Raishai, Alma Osi Asevidachi Laisasai. Va'afa gav the lav shayne shava bakoil hu. Even though this lav is not shava bakoil. So how could you learn Asay Dechalais Asay from which lav? From the lav of Mitzayra. It's not Shava Bakoil. The main Indian lav Shein is Shava Bakoil. The Hanafkalam is a Konoi. The Yiduch Ta'ana Tanewin lav Shava Bakoil. What's Rashi saying? Kasha Neteretz. Rashi asks that the lav of Nazir is a lav Shein is Shava Bakoil. Rashi says it's extra you can learn from it. What's the problem? Obviously. What? Anyone could be a Nazir. A Nazir is a lav shava b'kayil. A man could be a Nazir. A woman could be a Nazira, I guess. A child could be a Nazir even. Mishnah says, Av madras b'nai ben Naziris. So, what's going on with this Rashi? So you take a Rashi. The Maram says something highly unusual. The Maram says on this Rashi that Talmud Toya Kosvay. I don't like saying that about a Rashi, no? It's the Maram. The Marshal is the Kasha. The Maram. What? The by cut by a woman. A Baal could be accurate, therefore what? It's still shoving the Baal. It's still Shavu'ot. A woman can still be a Nazira, just only if.
Only if she doesn't have that. Her lav be eiker, most likely
he will, because the Maram will have to think about it. Say the Maram says, "Be'enai hadvar me'ela e efsher liyashvam liyashvam ve'ez a Talmud Taya kasvam." Says the Talmud Taya wrote it. It's impossible to answer it. It's interesting, Lashon. The Marshal says, Hikshali Echad Min HaMaskilim. Stubby doesn't mean Maskilim of the 18th and 19th century. Stubby means Maskilim, he probably means as a praiseworthy. So he has the cash. Tomorrow, I spent Kamat the whole Shir on the Marshal, we'll learn. In the Avnei Meluim in the back, there are tshuvas. There's a Yisaidis Dika tshuva regarding Nazir. It's tshuva Chaf Aleph, I believe. It's not Chaf Aleph, it's Chaf Beis. I'm sorry, it's Chaf Beis. Tshuva Chaf Beis is about Nazir. When you learn Sechtes Nazir, the Sugis of Nazir, this is the Torah on Nazir. Yisaid, the Avnei Meluim says, Nazir is Ein Eshav Avakal. Why? For a long reason. That's Mitzvah Hashem on deck.